You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
StoneZone.com. Roger Stone. So, Roger, Trump says he didn't know that Melania was going to have that press conference. You got that author, Wolf, that was super confidant. Only other person with more emails with him is your buddy, Steve Bannon. He comes out a day before and says, oh, yeah, it's in this other publisher's book that she was having sex with Epstein a year before. We saw that 10 years ago. This is recycled. It was disproven then. It's like the Jane, the Jane Does. And so, but that still induced her to come out and not tell the president and say, no, Epstein's real, it should be investigated, which contradicts him saying it's a Democrat hoax, move on. We know he's not nuanced. He means targeting him's a hoax. But that mishandling, you know, later he clarified, no, it's the Clintons, it's the Democrats. But then when he's asked again a month later, he goes back to, I don't want to hear it, it's all a scam. Obviously, I've never seen any real evidence of that, but the way it all looks, Howard Lutnick lying about going to the island, this is what really scared MAGA, because he's supposed to be the anti-establishment guy. MAGA is very purist. We're not like Democrats that back evil. I don't think Trump's involved. I never saw any evidence. You were his wingman, double dating during divorces. You know that. So I believe it. I've never seen any real evidence. Democrats would have already used it. But this Melania thing is a big deal. I mean, is she getting ready to hightail it like Melinda Gates did with Bill Gates, or what's happening?
No, not at all. But I think she's just sick and tired of the smears against her husband. She has stood by while they tried to keep him off the ballot. She stood by him when they tried to break him financially. She stood by while they tried to put him in jail. I think she's had, and she knows the story here. It is the Clintons in bed with Epstein right to the very end. Hillary says, oh, Bill was on the plane a few times for charity. I never met charity, never seen a picture, but 27 times is more than a few times. They're up to the ass with the Epstein. The Tara Maar Foundation, completely funded by the Clinton Foundation, headed by Ghislaine Maxwell, was a grooming pool for, supposed to be an environmental, was a grooming pool for young women. So, yeah, let's talk about Epstein. Larry Summers, the Treasury Secretary, George Mitchell, the U.S. Senate Majority Leader, former Governor Bill Richardson. There are a lot of politicians on the island. I don't know one Republican politician who's on the island. And by the way, if anyone out there, anyone wants to come forward with their real name and their address and say, Roger Stone was seen on the island. We saw he assaulted a small boy. We saw his Nixon tattoo. Please, please say that for the record, because I will sue you and I need the money.
Big picture, I don't just believe all the polls, but a wide index of polls that are generally pretty accurate, like Rasmussen, show Trump at his lowest level ever, from an all-time high of 56 points in general just 8 months ago. Clearly, we got a problem with the midterms, and people can be mad at Trump all day long. It's not me getting back on the Trump train. I was, you know, not on or off. I've been promoting Trump. He got a lot of good stuff done. I want to see him get back on track. I just promote issues. Yeah. But how do we not just sit back and let the Democrats because the election fraud's still there, too, on top of it, but also a lot of public support because of the war and also the, you know, inflation draining. What is your advice to the president right now, live on air, what he should do right now?
Well, I think there's several things he needs to do. First of all, we need to have accountability and justice in the entire seditious conspiracy designed to take down Donald Trump. Now, Pam Bondi took the fall for that. We have a new acting attorney general, Todd Blanche. So it's now on his plate. These crimes can be charged in the Southern District of Florida. Jason Cornes, who's the U.S. attorney there, he's a good man. He can charge these charges. We've heard that there are subpoenas out to John Brennan and to James Comey, but it didn't take them very long to frame me or Manafort or Flynn or you, for that matter. So I'm not sure why this is taking so long.
And I'm glad you brought me back to the question before the break. Todd Blanche, acting attorney general, Pam Bondi out. Of the two, I say he's far worse. He was just wearing an empty suit. And then who do we need as the real attorney general and as the deputy attorney general? I mean, that's a big deal. So just your take on Todd Blanche.
Well, it's going to be interesting. If Trump appoints a new attorney general, which he's going to do, we presume, well, then he's going to need 60 votes because the Democrats will filibuster that nomination. If they don't filibuster, if he appoints Todd Blanche and they don't filibuster Todd Blanche's nomination, and only takes 51 votes, then I would say that that's a bit of a tell. However, I'm not going to make a judgment here. I was disappointed when he unnecessarily publicly castrated Ed Martin. Ed Martin's a very good man, been a good friend of mine all the way back to the Reagan days. We worked together for Ronald Reagan, but he had no authority. He couldn't open an investigation. He couldn't convene a grand jury. He couldn't charge anyone. All he could do is investigate, in essence, and he did that. So we need to have accountability and justice. It's not a two-tier justice system. I don't care what these jackasses, Peter Baker.
And that's
Baker
why people are so pissed. So let me tie it to this. We can't get the SAVE Act for election integrity, voter ID. Blanche killed the auto pin stuff that I know
not,
Martin
that's
had.
Not Trump's fault.
The chief of staff admitting it was all a fraud, open and shut case. He's killed the investigations into me, the FBI, CIA running the fake trials against me. So my point is that with Thune and the rest of it, none of Trump's agenda at that level is getting through. What the president, instead of attacking me and Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, let's say we're the worst people ever, he should be spending his time on Thune and people like that.
He was attacking them only this morning. He was attacking the Republican senators only this morning for their refusal to do away with the filibuster. Only this morning. You can see it all over X. So believe me, the president gets it. It's time for the filibuster to go. And if the Democrats should ever get control of the Senate again, they'll do away with it to pack the Supreme Court within seconds.
They've said they will. So why don't we do it? It's time to break the glass and get the
Because we need the votes. You want to talk to Lisa Murkowski? You want me to do it? I mean, please give me a break. You want to line up Susan Collins? Or who's going to do that? Although I think she's better than some of the rest of them. I kind of wonder where my own senator, Ashley Moody, she's an appointee by Ron DeSantis. Where does she stand on the filibuster? I haven't heard that. I'm very curious about that. Time for the filibuster to go so we can codify,
to get that done?
We keep the pressure on. We keep the pressure on. And then I also think we ought to address the other half of your question, which is election integrity. Okay. So we raided the Fulton County Election Board warehouse. That's great. Tulsi Gabbard again.
Yep.
Huge credit.
Why doesn't her the attorney general?
Well, first of all, she's not an attorney.
I know, but you don't need to be.
No, but she's a director. She's in the right job right now, and she's going to have a much bigger job than this down the road, I predict. But in all honesty,
the presidency.
First,
what's the job she's going to have down the road?
She's going to be your first woman president. Maybe not 2028, but someday I predict to you that she's going to be your first.
She's got
president.
That like when Reagan met Trump, he said I felt like I was talking to the president. He could pick up the future thing. I agree. She has this gleam or something going on there.
And if you saw her last night shredding Anthony Fauci, who she's now investigating for crimes against humanity, in an incredible interview, I think it was actually with Megyn Kelly. I'm not sure about that. But she has a great, great future. She's one of the stars of this.
Yeah, it's not that women can't be president. Don't put retards like Kamala in there. Tulsi Gabbard is smart, passionate. Full of courage, beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Combat veteran and very, very principled. I remember back during her confirmation when it was very, very tight. And by the way, J.D. Vance gets a lot of credit for working behind the scenes for all these great confirmations, Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard and others. But I got a call from somebody at the White House. I'm not going to name a name and say, well, we got a problem. This one senator, you know, he says he won't vote for her unless she recants her comments about Edward Snowden deserving a pardon. Would you talk to her? I said, no, I will not talk to her. because there's no point in talking to her because she's a woman of principle and she will not change her position just to get a federal position. So he can vote for her, he cannot vote for her, but she's not going to change her position on something which she deeply believes. Happen to agree with her about that. So I think that there are some stars in this cabinet, but turning around an ocean liner takes time. The big pharma lobby is among the most powerful lobbies in Washington. Robert Kennedy's up against it. He's a good man with a huge amount of courage. But they've tried in every way possible to derail health freedom in this country. Still redid the childhood vaccination schedule. An incredible accomplishment. Still getting all the crap, the toxins, the chemicals out of our food. But constantly.
No, I agree. But I mean, here's the deal. Here's the reality. Yes, a lot of Trump supporters are mad. They want him to take action. They want to see the prosecutions. They want to see the Epstein stuff. They want to see all this. They want to get instant gratification. Not on that. That should already have happened. But on the economy, though, it was turning around. Now with the inflation going up, which we warned that it may be derailed now, which we said was terrible. Israel was thinking one-dimensionally. But I agree with you that whereas I am more critical of Trump trying to get back on track, I am certainly not joining the Democrats promoting their agenda. So just in closing, back to it. What do we do to end this MAGA civil war headed up and it was started by Levin and Shapiro 6 months ago, hammering and Loomer? So destructive, so stupid. I mean, you're already in control of the president, dumbasses. Why to try to run around and silence your critics when you already have control? This is just so stupid. How do we stop this destructive civil war? I think Trump should put an olive branch out.
Alex, a rising boat,
a rising tide all ships.
Lifts all boats. Let Scott Bessent and Bill Pulte and the economic team get us the interest rate cuts that we should have today based on the inflation rate and the unemployment rate. And you'll see a housing boom in this country. Get the Strait of Hormuz open. The brilliance of getting the Venezuelan and Iranian oil away from the Chinese, this is strategic brilliance. This is the kind of foreign policy.
It was down to like 5% of what was flowing 10 years ago. Now they've put it up to capacity in just a few months. Now Chevron is flooding the zone with oil, and the majority of money is being given to the Venezuelan people.
And the Chinese cannot get cheap oil. They can get oil, but they can't get cheap oil.
And neither can
oil.
Cuba. No, I supported that regime change.
This is
first
brilliant.
Regime change I ever supported in 32 years. I did support
and,
that.
And Marco Rubio's got the heat on the brutal regime in Cuba and in Honduras. We wiped out the commies there.
You're an expert on Cuba, buried into the Cuban exile community there in Miami. What is the word on Cuba? They're finally having negotiations. They have major uprisings. Are we about to see the fall of that regime?
Well, I think that might be a little legitimate. That may be a little optimistic given their history. They have a tendency to say anything you want to hear for the short term, hoping they can wait Trump out. Maybe the Democrats win the midterms. Maybe we get a Democrat president and they can go back to brutalizing their own people. But I'll tell you, Marco Rubio's committed to a free Cuba. I think we're going to get there because they don't have any food, Alex. They don't have any rubber tires. They don't have any gasoline. They don't have any oil. Why? Because Donald Trump is turning the screws on them. I remember when he and I went to the Bay of Pigs Museum back in 2000, and he committed himself then to a free Cuba. So Congresswoman Ileana Roz-Layton was with us that day, a great anti-communist. Now you've got a Miami congresswoman who wants amnesty for illegals. What the hell's that about?
Incredible, Roger. Anything else you want to add here? As millions and millions are watching, they're so interested to hear what you have to say. I want to be optimistic. I could have made this into a big tit for tat and just gone crazy against Trump and did a bunch of dunking on him. I mean, can you imagine? If I want to attack his weak spots, I know how to do it. And I just hope he doesn't turn Todd Blanche loose on me, because I know General Flynn months ago.
Todd Blanche could emerge as one of the great heroes of all time. All he's got to do here is prosecute the Russian collusion hoaxers, prosecute those involved in seditious conspiracy, prosecute those involved in election fraud. When they raided the Fulton County warehouse, when they made the raids in Maricopa, That was referred specifically to a Missouri prosecutor. Tell that prosecutor to proceed. Tell the prosecutor in the south of Florida to proceed. It's time for indictments. Todd Blanche could emerge as one of the great heroes of this administration. I'm waiting. We're all waiting. He is an able lawyer. He knows what the president wants done. No, it's not about retaliation and revenge. It is about justice and accountability. And these people either are going to be held accountable, and they're not held accountable, then this is all going to happen again. When Hakeem Jeffries, who's a little weasel, starts threatening us, if you come after us for having broken the law, when we get back in, we're going to go after you. Go after us. You have already gone after us. You tried to destroy me. You tried to destroy Alex Jones. You tried to destroy General Flynn. You tried to destroy Paul Manafort.
And by the way, you tried to destroy
Donald Trump and his family.
Mark Levin, when I had Michael Savage on a few days ago, he reminded me. I remember the time Mark Levin supported Michael Savage being banned from the UK because he criticized Muslims. He supported you being put in jail. He was a never-Trumper.
That's not fair. Mark Levin criticized me. He accused me of using Nixonian tactics on behalf of Donald Trump. He was upset with me. I had to remind him if there was no Nixon, there would be no Israel today. Israel would not exist today but for Richard M. Nixon saving them in the Yom Kippur War. But I will say this. When I was being victimized, he stood as a lawyer, and he's a very smart guy. Don't think Mark Levin is a dumb guy just because we disagree with him. He stood very tall against the weaponization against me and not the outrageousness against me.
Well, I believe because it was your own case, but from my memory, he supported the censorship in general.
He supported Ted Cruz, and then he ultimately came over despite his reservations about me being a Nixonite. And I, by the way, I don't forget people who stood with me. So when the crunch was really there, despite the fact that I had many, many, many disagreements with him, he did stand tall for me when I was fighting for my life. And I don't forget that. But Alex, so did you. So did Tucker Carlson. I don't just forget those things, despite the fact that we may have some disagreements.
What do you make of Mark Levin saying we need to do the same thing to Iran we did to Japan? You know what that means.
Well, it depends on if they're threatening us with a nuclear device. He's right. I don't know whether they are because I don't have that intelligence. I don't know how far down the road they are. But I prefer peace over war, but they cannot have enriched uranium, and Donald Trump's not going to let them have enriched uranium, which is the whole key to this.
StoneZone.com. Find all your great work there, your books, everything else. The producer wants to talk to you real quick, so don't hang up. We love you. Thank you.
All right. Great to be with you, Alex, undefeated and still the champion.
Thank you, brother. I know what the headlines will be by the influencers and talk show hosts that are just totally against Trump. It'll be Jones one day after being savaged by Trump glazes Trump. No, I'm trying to be balanced here, and I'm trying to look at all the pieces, okay? I'm going to get into Trump coming up before our next guest comes on and just look at what he actually did and why I think it's so terrible. And this whole neocon invasion controlling our country, Israel trying to control our country. But it's good that Roger is staying close to the president because he has a lot of influence to keep Tulsi in there and other people. Believe me, I get so much from Roger and others. Roger's just one of five people I've got very close to the president to talk to him who are very concerned and you know, give me a lot of intel that you hear about here on the show. So Roger is a very good agent for America and for freedom, and we appreciate him. And so it's good to have a Trump acolyte on to be able to hear that. And I'm not obviously going to crap all over the president while we're having that discussion. I want Trump to pull out of this and succeed. But that's not on the Trump train, off the Trump train. That's sitting back, just real politic, thinking, what can we still get that's good out of this guy? But it doesn't look good. Now, speaking of not looking good, I'm going to get to Jonathan Pollard, Mark Levin is the 2.0 of. But here's a clip of me in June 2025, 10 months ago. I predicted this would happen and the war with Iran would destroy Trump's base. This clip is so incredible. When I saw it last night on X and I had the crew check, it is from then. I was like, this is brand new. The prediction's so good that I was like, is that really old? And I remember saying it, but here's the clip. I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populists or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You know, you can agree with your wife or your husband about, you know, 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. And Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it. And the big tankers are deployed. And the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources. So does Tucker. So does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. In just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And they were ready to hit then, but backed off, which was smart. And 41 days ago, Trump backed off, or 43 days ago, a few days before, and Israel hit to drag us in. That's all confirmed. And the White House, the majority of the crew and the cabinet agrees with me. I've had people call me high level from the White House. You know, I can give you Roger as a source now, and he confirmed everything I told you first. I'm not going to tell you the other sources. Like what I told you 6 days after Kirk was killed, September 10th, that there was a meeting with Cash Patel and everybody, and he was screaming at Tulsi Gabbard and said, you're not looking at foreign accomplices. Came out months later, as I told you. I can tell you, I told you weeks before, that Chief of Staff's upset, and now she's publicly saying, stop the war. Like, the good news is, the people in the White House, by and large, agree with me. Like, Benny Johnson's huge dialed into the White House. They love him. And you notice he came out and said, Israel lied to Trump to get us into this war, and Netanyahu and Zelensky should be banned from the White House. I love Benny Johnson. They say, oh, he's a shill. He's a, you know, he rides Trump's pee-pee and all this stuff. No, he doesn't. I get his view. He's very optimistic. He wants to save the country. Obviously, Trump's way better than Democrats. He's trying to get good things done. But me, when Trump starts saying total annihilation into civilization, I have to, like, put the brakes on and just go crazy to get Trump's attention and notice Trump pulled back. That was why I did it. Not for clicks. I've already been through the gauntlet for Trump. But I have to do what's right. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with all these top Israelis calling for nuclear war. But I told you about Benny Johnson. There's so much coming up. But before we do that, I need your support. I'm funded by you. We have the very best products you're going to find anywhere at thealexjonesstore.com. And when InfoWars shuts down, it looks like it's going to be May 30th. And I haven't been so busy on this, I haven't got into that. It's a huge deal. We're continuing on the Alex Jones Network. You'll find all that at Real Alex Jones on X and the new websites and everything. I don't own the Alex Jones store. Bigley does. They own the new network. That's how we're going to stay on air. That's our main sponsor. So the products work great, but plus it's to keep us on air. I know we've survived a lot, but now we're going to continue to survive and thrive, but we need your support. There's a huge sale that ends Sunday night at midnight. That's Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue out there, at cost $16.99. It's so good. We want you to try it. We know you'll be hooked because it's so good. All you got to become is a subscriber, canceling time for free, and it locks in $16.99 forever as long as you stay subscribed. So go now to thealexjonesworld.com. Also, all the new t-shirts and more are in. Stay with us. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at thealexjonesworld.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.